depending upon the Lord for help, I would direct your attention this evening to Psalm 106 and reading verse 4. Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. This surely is a personal prayer of the psalmist. And surely it is the personal prayer of every child of God, those who are quickened into divine life. They want something that they may not have had before. Or it may be this, that they want the Lord to return again and to renew those former blessings and the visits of his grace. As in Psalm 119, the psalmist says, O quicken thou me again according to thy word. I say, oh, what a mercy it is to have a God to go to when we are completely emptied out and wonder if we are completely deceived because Satan seems to have come in like a flood. But there's one thing sure, that Satan does not worry or trouble his own. But the Lord, I say, is a merciful God and a present help in the time of trouble. He is the shield to his people, and he can drive Satan back. He can heal indeed all our maladies within, physically and spiritually. So the psalmist, remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. We read this evening Paul's exposition on the grace of God. Yes, that grace indeed, we are saved by grace, and by grace alone. We are quickened by his grace. I say we cannot know his grace without being quickened into divine life. So is it, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. I say, remember me, a poor sinner who once were dead in trespasses and sins. But now, I say, you want a replacement for that state and that condition. Remember me with that favour. I want to need to be washed from all my sin and transgression by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, take away the love of sinning, says the hymn writer, Alpha and Omega be. What a favour, I say, that is, that the Lord should look down upon us. I say, free and sovereign grace. It is mercifully, it is an unmerited favour. Though we may feel, can the Lord have mercy upon such a sinner as me? Even as Top Lady puts it, nothing, nothing in my hand I bring, but simply to thy cross I cling. Oh, remember me. Oh, once who was dead in trespasses and sins. Do you recognize that expression in a personal way? Do you recognize the favor of God towards you, that he should come and change that state and condition? Remember me with that favor that thou bearest to thy people. It is surely a favor if he has brought you to your knees in humble prayer, a favor that by his grace he guides you by his Spirit in the right direction. I say, you will never lose sight of that prayer. Remember me. O Israel of old, fear that the Lord had forgotten them. Yes, and he answers them in a beautiful way. He answers people in the same way today. Can a woman forget her sucking child? Yes, she may forget, but I will not forget thee. Circumstances might so overtake her momentarily that she loses sight and forgets her little babe. But it's most unlikely. But there's no question, says God, about that with me. I will not forget thee. I say, what encouragement that is for you and I to pray, remember me. O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people, his quickening power. Yea, that is a favour. And I want to enlarge a little upon the chapter we read, and that of Ephesians. The separation and division in the church at Ephesus, between the Jews and the Greeks. And he speaks of them as those that were far off and those that were nigh. You see, they were both in need of the same remedy, yea, the grace of God. Yes, the Jews indeed, Jesus was a stumbling block to them. No, I say, to the Greeks, it was foolishness. So whatever it was all carnal approach to the things of God. But when I say the Lord comes with his favour, he brings the poor sinner, whoever they are, to one place. Remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. It is the Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion. Then you who once were far off and you that were nigh, he brings you to one place. My point is making this here. Herein lies the spirit of gospel unity. Yes, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. The Lord's people, you know, they are all on a par. There's not one greater than the other. We're not saved by degrees. We may be tried and think, well, I haven't got an experience. I haven't got a teaching like this one or that one. Therefore, how can I be a child of God? But I say, has he put this prayer into your heart? Remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Lord, allow me, allow me, yea, to come, with Mary, and sit at the Saviour's feet. What a favour, my friend, that is. I believe I spoke from those words once here. I might be wrong. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. But Mary hath chosen that better part, which shall not be taken away from her. I say, remember me with that favour. Jesus Christ is the keeper of his saints. I say, dost thou feel the great need of being kept? Yes, from backsliding, deviating, turning away from the straight and narrow way. Oh, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Whoever he might be, whatever label he has, whatever experience he may lay claim to have, he does not excel above any. But surely the words of Jesus are so profoundly true. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. What a favour, friend. So to be humbled and brought as a little child unto the feet of Jesus. As the hymn writer puts it, to be the meanest, I am content. Oh, remember me with that favour, Lord, that I may be content to be the meanest. Oh, the Lord, to be found in heaven, to be shut in and not shut out. I ask no more. I seek no more. I cannot attain unto that unless the Lord Jesus Christ, he lays his hand upon me, seals the pardon and forgiveness of all my sins. Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto the people. I say, sinner, dost thou say this night, numbered with them may I be, now and through eternity? Friend, can it be so you won't be numbered with them now, but desire to be there in eternity? I say, what a favour, I say, to be under the converting hand of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Having eyes for no other, losing eyes for ourself and our self-importance. But I say, my dwelling in the day of his power, to take up his cross and to our cross and to follow him. Remember me with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. Lord, allow me and give me strength and grace to follow thee. Yes, indeed, that is no easy matter. And so we might well say, but surely the Lord does not want such a disgraceful wretch as I, one who's got such a record of the past as myself. Friend, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Is this thy cry tonight, Lord? I feel to be lost. I feel to be far off. Lord, do come. Remember me with that favour that thou bearest unto thy people. I'm unable to run. I am unable to walk. I cannot seem to move an inch. Oh, but Lord, I would remember, oh, the parable that thou didst speak with regards to the lost sheep, that when he has found it, he lifted it out of the pit, does he not? And he lays it on his shoulder and brings him home. Oh, I say, what a favour to be borne along by the Lord Jesus Christ and the knowledge and power of his love. Yea, oh, making all objections and obstacles small, that he comes and touches the mountains, that they should melt down at his presence. Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. why, deeply concerned, oh, shall I be ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, upon all my hopes of heaven depend, I say. Oh, can we be sure that we shall never be ashamed of him? Friend, we can't, can we? Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest to thy people, so much that we will not be ashamed of him. Have to say like the blind man, one thing I know. Is that all you know? Yes, one thing I know. Whereas I was blind, now I see. Friend, what a favour the Lord does bear unto his people. He speaks in his most holy word, yes, ye must be born again. Oh, remember me with that favour. If the Lord has quickened you into divine life, you cannot maintain that life yourself. And therefore, as we need natural food to maintain our life, so the Lord Jesus Christ gives unto us that food which comes down from heaven. Oh yes, that food is no other than his flesh and his blood. For he has said, except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Lord, give me some sweet token, some sweet morsel of thyself. Oh, believing and trusting in the finished work of Christ. Oh, remember me. Oh, can we bear the thought that God should forget us? God should forget us. Oh, I say we have forgotten him days without number, have we not? Yes. How often we have forgotten him. Everything has taken perhaps priority over what Jesus says and thinks. Remember me. Then Jesus tells us so clearly that he is the good shepherd, and my sheep hear my voice. I say, has the Lord engaged your heart? You've heard his voice speaking to you? Yea, whereby you have been aroused by that new life within? Yea, to listen again for that voice? Have you been heard to say, be not silent unto me, lest I be like those that go down into the pit? Friend, remember me with the favour thou bearest to thy people, that I may be lifted up, that I may be drawn by thy irresistible grace. And you know, his grace is irresistible. That is the favour, is it not, that he bears unto his people. It's not your own free will can decide whether you will have his grace or no. Indeed not. He comes, my friends, in the most unexpected way. And all the barriers and bars of resistance you have put up against it, he dismantles them in a moment. Why, and he enters into the poor sinner's heart, whereby he is brought to live with divine life. Remember me with the favour that thou bearest to thy people, that this life might be found and to continue in me. But friends, the great thing of free and sovereign grace, it's saving grace, saving us from the fall, saving us from the condemnation of God's most holy law. Oh, what a favor it is. Because God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever should believe in him, why, they should not perish, but oh, they should surely be the beneficiaries of eternal life through Jesus Christ, my friends. You think of it. Oh, remember me with that favour. Can it really be so that Jesus has loved me with an everlasting love, yea, when I knew not him, yet that he saw me so ruined in the fall, and that he loved me there? I say, is not that a miracle of miracles, that the Lord should love such a filthy, sinful wretch as I? I say, such a wretch who has denied thee, yea, with oaths and curses might be, yea, oh, such a wretch that even despised the riches of his grace. But I say, what a blessing that is, the time should come when the Lord does remember you with that favour and calls you by his grace. You know, some folk will deny that there's such a thing as a call by grace. But friend, every ear that hears the shepherd's voice, that is a call by grace. Remember, friends, many people might say that these so-called Christians or strict Baptists, as we're often charged, are like a lot of sheep. They just follow one another. Souls who say such things, they do not know the secret. The favour that thou bearest unto you are brought to know the secret. They're not following one another. They're all hearing the same voice and moving in the same direction. I say, herein is unity. There is a pathway. There is a way wherein the Lord's people walk. I'm sure you've seen it in pastures, especially on the hillside. We say that these footpaths are worn. And therein you see the cattle or the sheep moving one behind the other. Friend, they know where they're fed. They know where the master's crib is, though they not. And that's just like the Lord's people. Friend, what a mercy to be a humble follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, a faith in him, or to give you a prospect beyond this world. Surely this must be the exercise and concern of his people, now believing that this world will come to an end, and therefore we have no abiding city here. These things are brought home to us sometimes very abruptly, and therefore we are brought to realise, am I ready to meet God? Yet shall I be found right in that great day? The words of the Lord Jesus Christ are these, and be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, I remember the day and time when I thought, well, I'll leave it off and concern about that till I am older. Oh, yes, I thought I'd have plenty of time. Until one night, laying in bed, I heard drunkards singing, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Friend, I lay in bed and trembled. I clung hard to the very mattress and pleaded with the Lord, oh, that he would have mercy upon me. It was later than I thought. friend, bless his dear name, that he should even use such a means as this, yea, to bring me, oh, in deep concern. That is the favour that the Lord bears unto his people. We could no longer say, I'll leave that to another day. And neither can you, friend, say that you'll leave it to another day. There may not be another day. 70 years is the allotted span, but the Lord has never given a guarantee to that, and therefore, oh, none are too old and none too young to die. Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest to thy people, that I may be fitted and prepared to die. It cannot be the work of the flesh. It cannot be of our own free will. But, friend, it is all of his free and sovereign love to poor sinners. Yes, not one of those souls that he has bought with his precious blood shall perish, that shall be lost. No, not even you, poor sinner. Remember me with the favour that thou bearest to thy people. I cannot give that to you. I cannot convey it to you. But Jesus can. Jesus can. Friend, he will not give his glory to another. He said, I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, what a favour that is he bears unto his people. Yea, to love them with an everlasting love, and with his loving kindness, he does draw them unto himself. That's a beautiful word in Jeremiah, isn't it? Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Do you recognise the text, the words, as being yours by experience? Surely, you're sure that just us cry, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. And he goes on to say, O visit me with thy salvation. O visit me. I say, oh, what if you were like Zacchaeus tonight, that Jesus should say to you, come down. This day I must visit thy house, I must come unto thee. Oh, I say, would we be ready for him to come in our house, visit me with thy salvation, to deliver you from all that is under thy wrath, that is unacceptable to him? Friend, those things will have to go, will they not? And I say, will you not bid them goodbye and begone? Visit me with thy salvation. Cleanse me from all my idols, Lord. Cleanse me from the love of the world. Cleanse me from the love of sinning. Yes. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. What a wonderful thing that is. Oh, that the Lord does still visit his people. Visit his people. Simon the Pharisee, he absolutely mystified that Jesus allowed such a woman to touch him. Friends, he had visited her, and thus he relegated the Lord Jesus Christ to something below a prophet. He did not recognize him, that he was Jesus, the Son of God. But friends, she did. She did. For if he was a prophet, he would know what woman it was that touched him. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Friend, he surely did deliver her, oh, with his salvation. And we would thank him for that. Oh, his visits will make a difference to us. It'll turn your life inside out, and upside down. You cannot do those things you once did. A fear might well arise. Lord, oh, do not leave me. Do not forsake me. I need thee every hour. I need thee day by day to lead me in that way everlasting. Oh, then may the Lord visit us with his salvation. Oh, personally within, to visit his salvation in our homes. You know, that will put our homes right, will it not? And surely if he's going to do that, he'll begin with us personally. Yes, a little child shall lead them. Visit us, I say, in our churches with his salvation. I say, what does it matter? What happens to various things in the house of God as long as his salvation is there? The gospel is preached with the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. How I need our Lord to visit this nation. Friends, he can. He can. Oh, what a plea I say before God tonight, that sinners might hear his voice and, oh Lord, to follow in the ways of his commands and turn from the dreadful ways and deluge of sin. Oh, remember me with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. May the Lord add his blessing to these remarks. But may he first and foremost bless his own word to us each with that favour that he bearest unto his people. Amen.